The Huskers Radio Network Broadcast Center is sponsored by Acres, the Midwest's premier John Deere dealer, supplying the equipment and service to advance agriculture and much more. Acres, solutions for every field. We roll along with Sports Nightly here on a Thursday night. We continue our week of best of shows by listening back to the Big Ten Baseball Championship game between Nebraska and UCLA on May 25th. After a scoreless first inning, the Huskers come to the plate in the top of the second. Here again are Ben McLaughlin and Nick Handley.
Top of the second inning, no score, the Big Ten Championship. First pitch of the second to Gabe Swanson. Fastball high, ball one. Gabe at the plate when Brumbaugh was caught stealing. Great running catch by Robbie Bolin in right field. He was hobbling coming off the field and doesn't seem to be too bothered right now. The 1-0, Swanson takes a breaking ball over at the knees. 1-1. The 1-1. High, 2-1. Many might be wondering, well, what does UCLA have to play for today other than just raising a trophy? And anytime you play for a trophy, it means a whole heck of a lot. They are in a regional host discussion, right in the thick of it. Them and about three others trying for that last host spot. Swanson takes a fastball right at the knees, and it was there at 2-2. Here's the pitch. Gabe swings and rips one just foul, third base side. Hooked around on that breaking ball and couldn't keep it fair, but still at the plate, fighting at 2-2. The 2-2, hit him. Swanson casually flips the bat away, got him in the shoulder, and the Huskers have a leadoff base runner in inning number two. Case Sanderson, the batter, runner at first, nobody out. Stump from the stretch brings it home. Sanderson takes high off the glove of the catcher. There goes Swanee to second. And the Huskers get their game's first run in scoring position. Stump to the belt. Here's the pitch. Sanderson takes a snapping breaking ball at the knees, called strike 1-1. UCLA with already bodies in their bullpen just in case. Stump holds at the belt. Sanderson set and the pitch. Outside corner, called strike. Right at the top of the zone. Sanderson checked his swing, and now he's down 1-2. He'd at least like to find a way to get Swanson to third. Two balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Just missed. Fraction low. Huskers might have got one there. It's 2-2. I'd be swinging at anything close now if I'm Sanderson. Stump to the belt. Here's the 2-2. High, full count. Dylan Carey anxiously waiting a turn on deck. Well, Will Bolt said it to us in the pregame. One of the benefits Nebraska has, they've had so many guys in the lineup that have played in environments like this, games just like this in this ballpark. Sanderson being one of them as just a sophomore. Three balls, two strikes, nobody out. Stumps pitch. Sanderson rips one. That is down into left field for a base hit. Swanson had to hold up to make sure it would drop harmlessly, and it does. So he takes third. Sanderson has a base hit, and the Huskers have him on the corners and nobody out. Now Dylan Carey, and boy, DC is due for a big hit. Did have two hits in the game last night. Huskers have runners on the corners and nobody out. Stumps first pitch. Carey swings and rockets one down the right field line. It is a fair ball down into the corner. Swanson's going to score. Sanderson to third. He'll hold up there. Dylan Carey and the Huskers draw first blood on an RBI double. 1-0 Nebraska. Of all the names that were involved on last year's tournament, this is not one of them. Devin Nunez, freshman from Texas, stands in. The first pitch on the way. Nooney takes a breaking ball over the heart, called a strike, 0-1. Dev 2-for-4, had two doubles in the game last night against Penn State. Second and third, nobody out for the Huskers. Here's the pitch. Nunez squares to bunt, pulls it back. It's by the catcher, and down the line to score is Sanderson. 2-0 Nebraska. Nunez offered at the pitch, so he's down 0-2. Huskers could care less. They get the run. Carey takes third, and Nebraska has a two spot on the board. And there goes Ty Horn to the bullpen as this inning's starting to get extended a bit. He's going to make sure that arm stays loose.
Well, now the depth on the infield right now, if you're Devin Nunez, you put the ball in play somewhere. Just have that opportunity to make contact. You got another one 90 feet away. Just do the job, getting some contact. because not only do you have the pull side shift, but plenty of depth in the infield that if you get something, especially on the right side, that's going to score them.
Pass ball to Cole. Nothing and two on Nunez. Nunez checked his swing. He did. Holding time on the pitch way up and out of the zone. It's one and two. So a wild pitch and a pass ball in the inning. Pull side shift on Nooney. Three infielders to the right. Here's the 1-2. Dev takes way outside, 2-2. 2-2 on Nunez. Stump ready, here it is. High, good take from Nooney, full count. Stump set at the belt. Three balls, two strikes to Nunez. Here's the pitch. Rides inside, and I think it hits something. I think the knob of the bat.
Yeah.
Looks like a foul ball.
Yeah, looks like the bottom, just the bottom of that bat right on the knob, as you said, Ben. A little unfortunate there.
Three balls, two strikes. Nooney fighting up there at the dish from the left side. Carey anxious to score from third. Here's the pitch, high ball four. And how about the emotion from 1-6 as he trots on down to first. And there go more bodies down to that Bruin bullpen. Here's Rhett Stokes. He handles the bat well. Huskers have him on the corners again with nobody out. Stump brings it home. Stokes swings and hits one down the left field line. Foul by a foot. Stokes slightly ahead of that fastball on his inside corner and was a foot away from a double. Love the aggressiveness from nine. It's a little bit curious to see what the Huskers wanted to do with him, giving him the green light. First and third, nobody out for the Huskers. Two already in here in the second. Stump to the belt. The 0-1. Stokes swings, bounces one to the right side. That's in his right field for a base hit. Nunez going to try to go first to third. Now throws on the brakes. Wins the race back to the bag. Carey scores. It's a 3-0 Nebraska lead in inning number two.
Hey, you feel good for everybody wearing the uniform today and in this tournament, but you've said it many times. Rhett Stokes, a guy that when he gets his number called, he comes in and just plays. He comes in, he produces. He does so many things for this team, whether he's in the lineup or not. And talk about a guy that's just ready when called yesterday defensively. And he even got a hit yesterday, too. There's a big moment for Rhett Stokes in this game.
That at bat right there is vintage nine. I mean, finds that four hole. And these Husker fans are feeling it here in inning number two. Three home in the inning, two on, nobody out for Holigso. We'll see if he's asked to give himself up here. Stump to the belt. And the pitch, Hogan squares, bunts right through it for a strike.
Oh, Ben, I want to bring something up here, too. Another issue with Nebraska this season has been the base running. Devin Nunez, that adrenaline's going. You're going to turn second aggressively. So many times did you overturn that and you get hung up there. Good job by Devin Nunez, not getting far off the bag on the turn.
Nothing and one on Holigso. Not bunting here. Pulls a ground ball foul. Third base side. Now he's down 0-2. Holigso in an 0-2 hole. Trying to advance the runners. Here's the pitch. Takes outside for a ball. 1-2. UCLA has basically their entire available pitching roster in left field. One ball, two strikes on Dimer. Nobody out. Two on base. Here's the pitch. Strike three, outside corner. Nicely executed pitch there from Stump. Tough AB from Hogan. First out of the inning, and now Riley Sylvan back to the top of the Husker order. And we do, in fact, have our answer on Robbie Bolin as Max Butenbach has grabbed a bat, and that will end Bolin's tournament. Stump brings it home. Silva watches in the dirt. Husker runners hold. Scrambling back to the bag at first is Stokes. Great block there from Duggar, who's been shaky at best on balls in the dirt here early.
I think Rhett was giving Dev a look over there at second, saying, you sure? He didn't want to break on that one, but probably a good read there by Nunez.
First and second, one out now for the Huskers. Stump to the belt. Here's the pitch. Hit him. We were due. It has been at least three games since Silva has wore one. 19 times on the year. And now, how about this for a moment for Max Buitenbach?
Yeah, Max Buitenbach coming in, and a local guy that you want to see experience this. This is so disappointing for Robbie Bolin and what he has done in this tournament, and you hate to see him come out for injury, but this is going to do it. We're going to get another visit to the mound. This is it for Landon Stump, but for Max Buitenbach to now have his moment in front of this crowd on this stage, if you got to replace one great player, how about with another one?
Chance to punch an early hole in this game. 3-0 Nebraska, bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Buitenbach swings and fouls one back near Caden Brumbaugh on deck, 0-1. 89 miles an hour from Grotus. Left on left matchup for Beauty. Bases loaded, one out. You'd like to cash at least one more here. Here's the 0-1. Called strike with a breaking ball right on the corner. Now Beauty down 0-2. Tough pitch to handle for a lefty. 0-2 on Max. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Gone on three pitches. Second big out of the inning for UCLA.
Oh, this is going to be what to watch with Max Buitenbach. Remember, had not played, other than that appearance yesterday in the pinch-hitting role, had not played since that Friday night game against Minnesota almost a month ago. And so the timing is going to be something to keep in mind and to continue to monitor here as this game progresses.
Caden Brumbaugh, the base is loaded. Grotus to the belt. Here's the pitch. Brumbaugh takes just high, and I mean just high, 1-0. Brum already a base hit in this one. Man, the Huskers would love to get more here. Good speed all the way around for Nebraska on the bags. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Brumbaugh takes a called strike. A couple inches off the plate. Brumbaugh with some questions for Greg Harmon. And it's 1-1. Grotus comes to the belt. And the pitch. Brumbaugh hits one sharply toward short. Chalowski fields, throws to second. Unbelievable play that just saved two runs for UCLA. The player of the year in the Big Ten Conference just takes two runs away from Nebraska and Caden Brumbaugh. Brett Nebraska scores three runs on three hits, no errors, but they leave three big runners on base.
NU strikes first with a three spot in the second inning. We'll continue our replay of the Nebraska-UCLA baseball game when Sports Nightly returns right after this.
Hit us up on the text line. Text 402-413-2400 with your Husker thoughts.